Hello, friends! It is the Patches and Stitches Simpsons Podcast Extravaganza. This is the podcast where two brothers takes one Simpsons episode and we discuss it, and we discuss it until one of us wins. Every podcast, we start off with a rundown, and this week, that is Stitches.
So this week, we decided to do Season 8, Episode 25, The Secret War of Lisa Simpson. Bart gets in trouble, and Homer and Marge send him to military school. Lisa's not being challenged at school, so she decides that she wants to stay. When they get to military school, they find that there's a little hazing that goes along with it. After a while, Bart is accepted, but they still haze Lisa, and she feels pretty down on herself, and she kind of wants to quit. Bart is trying to stay cool with his friends, but then he secretly helps her, kind of behind the scenes, and then he ends up actually coming out and working with Lisa to try to continue her success through the program.
So to all the listeners, we do the rundown every week, and then we do a critique of the rundown. And one thing we've been told is our rundowns are too long. And this week, Stitches, I felt you hurried it. You rushed it. Did you feel it was rushed?
No, because I feel like we keep running out of time. So I just want to, if you fall through it, if you follow these episodes, you know which episode's coming, watch it ahead of time. Or if you're a true Simpson fan, you'll know exactly what episode I'm talking about. Because if you would have given me that rundown last week, I would have known exactly what episode. Because sometimes I don't know the titles, but you give me that rundown, and I know exactly what episode you're talking about.
Okay, that's fair. So I guess now we start with the discussion, and within our discussion, we'll actually do an adequate rundown. So you did not cover, which is fine, which is totally fine, like the opening scene of how Bart gets in trouble.
Right.
So can you expand upon that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, they do the tour of the police station, which is right away. I remember this episode because Chief Wiggum shows up late and he's shaving, and it's funny because he's like, it's getting harder and harder to get here by 10. And then
this episode starts with like one of the better jokes that they have. Yeah. Right. Or like it starts with like boom, boom, joke, joke, joke.
Right. Because it goes Wiggum outside, and then Wiggum sees the answering machine, and he's like, why can't anybody take the law into their own hands, which is funny. And then they give them the tour of the police station, which is funny because they have the whole
hippie thing.
Yes. Which is my first nugget, is that in the hippie thing, there's electric chairs behind the class. So in that room, they must have electric chairs demonstrations or something like that.
It's behind the class, or it's behind the hippie display?
No, it's behind the class. That's why it really took some time to look and be like, oh, that's, you can see like the helmets and stuff like that of old timey electric chairs.
That doesn't have cobwebs on it, does it? Because I remember there's a lot of cobwebs in the hippie display.
I don't think so.
Okay, so they use electric chair. That's a good nugget. Didn't catch it.
I've got a lot of good nuggets this round. So
a lot of nuggets. I thought we were nugget heavy last week, so I was hoping we need to like have just like an observation. But anyway, the episode starts off on a super high note, right? With Chief Wiggum in the police station, but also with Lisa at school. How did you say she was not challenged at school?
Yeah, she wasn't being challenged at school because they kept on watching a bunch of film strips.
They kept watching the video. So here's my first poke the bear for you. Are you old enough to have watched one of those film strips that actually had the film rolling?
I believe
in a class.
I believe in grade school at a Catholic school that, yeah, I did.
You didn't just have videotapes.
It was an actual reel-to-reel. Yes.
Okay. I also remember that. Which one was your favorite one? The one where they did the sand, or the moon movie? I mean, the moon movie, obviously, they showed the whole thing.
Yeah, the moon one's great because, yeah,
the moon,
you're right, they have all the jokes. But, I mean, you could just go sand.
Yes.
And I would know.
And then just the idea that they would show a film about sand is pretty, you know, hilarious.
But the moon, yeah.
Which, by the way, I don't know about your kids' Stitches, but every once in a while, one of my sons will come home and said, "Daddy, we watched two videos today," or you know, we watched a public television show, and you're just like, sand.
Usually my first question is, "Oh, did you have a substitute teacher today?"
And then they say no, and you're like, "Yeah, it's kind of getting to that time of the year," or they're like, "Enough." So that was good.
Did you have another hour and a half of magazine time?
Yeah. So yeah. So when so that's gonna be my first laugh out loud joke of the week was when Lisa goes and complains to Principal Skinner, and he's like, "Yeah, we could make school more challenging, but then the stupider kids would be in here complaining."
I like what
that made me laugh.
What he's because he's like, they'll be in here furrowing their brow and such. I don't know. Some reason,
and you talked about last week about how like sometimes Simpsons opens up new either a movie or art or just a new idea for people, but they do use words sometimes, and furrowing your brow is one that I'm like, oh, I might have to just understand what that means.
Right, and that's why it caught my attention, because probably the first time I heard that I was like, oh,
you want to know why it caught my attention? Because that was like a perfect line that I would use in my everyday, you know, like repertoire, but you can't use furrowing your brow on the streets. I mean, no. People will be like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Anyway, I remember this episode the first time I watched it, how they taught. It was like when they had Bart getting in trouble at the police station and then Chief Wiggum visiting the house, which we probably have to talk about some of those jokes. Mm-hmm. And then Lisa not being happy with her school, and they tied it together in the first act to set up the show. That's pretty, it's pretty impressive.
I didn't think about that, but you're right. I mean, everything really intertwined really well in this episode.
Well, sometimes the Simpsons will just put something out there and they don't care. They're like, this is the first act and we want to get onto the story. So Homer will do something just off the wall, and then it ties in, you know, it sets up the story. But this one, they actually, I thought, took some time to get two different stories to tie together.
Right.
In a meaningful way, so.
Well, and they did it really well, too, with it both being school-related in the beginning, meeting in the middle, you know, and then intertwining those second act to a different school location. I don't know. Yeah.
And the reasons why they both have to go to military school. It's like they both came for different reasons and then went in different directions.
Right.
So do you want to, let's stay on the first act for a little bit. When Chief Wiggum comes to the house, there's a couple of good jokes there. When they tell Bart to go to the garage, and then you see him driving the lawnmower
right
outside, and the cops slowly chasing him.
That brings up my first poke the bear, because Homer, okay. They're going to punish Bart, and Bart goes, "All right, I'll go to your room." And Homer's like, "No, your room has toys. You have to go to the garage." So my poke the bear to you is, do you have creative ways that you discipline your children?
Oh yes. I can't talk about all of them because in fear of one day one of the boys listening to this, because I do, you know me, I'm a poker player, right. So like, yeah, so just one I'll give you a little bit tonight is I had some math work I wanted one of my sons to do, and so then I told them both to play together, both my boys, and I knew the older one would not want to play the game that the younger one wanted.
Okay.
So he right away, I was like, go play this. And they're like, and the older one said, no, I don't want to do that. And so I said, fantastic, come on out here. And so he sat down at the table and we did math.
That's good.
After one little line of math, he's like, I'll go play the game. Oh, really? Good choice there. Every once in a while, yeah, I preemptively try to discipline kids. Yes. How about you? You got one? You got something that you creatively discipline your children with?
Sometimes their punishment is just having to listen to me talk and ramble on for a long time and just go over and over, not like yelling, but just like my
talk about
my theories on life and why, and it gets really annoying as you know, yeah. Being my brother, but
do you use it also as a way to just like get some of your thoughts out?
Probably. I can make listen to me for a while. So, you know, it's
two
like
birds, man. You're getting it.
Yeah. Getting it going. I love the Chief Wiggum in the comm room scene in the communications.
With the banana stickers?
Yeah, the banana stickers.
Yeah.
I don't know why that always makes me laugh, but then another nugget in there, which I've always known, and it's maybe not that interesting, but when Bart's doing his whole thing, you can see the wastebasket and there's a banana peel hanging out of it.
No way.
So I'm just like,
are you looking up these nuggets again?
I am not looking. I just said no cheating this week. This is all me. And I mean, I know that I probably picked out things that people have noticed, but that's one that I've always like, oh, there's, you know, cause they talk about banana, you know, everybody eating bananas in there, which is funny. And then
you saw a nugget or excuse me, you saw a banana sticker on the trash can. A
banana peel.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So it's like better. Somebody was,
cause they made it obvious. They made it obvious enough that you should be able to catch
yes.
it.
Yes.
I didn't catch it. When I wanted to make that plug, because you and I talked about it last week, is when I talk about watching on the internet or cheating, you and I sometimes go to, where do we go to watch?
Simpsons World, FX Now.
Simpsons World. Yeah. So if you don't have all the DVDs, Simpsons World is a good place to go and watch the episode that we were talking about, or we're going to talk about. But you didn't do it this week. You had your own.
I did a funny thing where I had my own and then I kind of looked back to see how many I stole from, like how many matched up. Like,
okay.
Like there was a thing about the U.S. Department of the Moon is the people who put out the film yes. strip, which I I wrote down and then I looked back and they had marked that down. So I was like, ah.
Yeah. All right. So this isn't quite a poke a bear, but it just we should probably think of a title for this. We don't have to think of a title for this. The megaphone trick that Bart does.
Yes.
Would that actually work?
That is exactly the poke the bear that I wrote down for you.
And okay.
I don't think it would work.
No. There's got to be a limit of how high a microphone can amplify any noise.
That's a good...
But I think it's clever, right? When he first does it, at the very least, you're like, I wonder if that would work. And at the very least, like a 10-year-old boy would think about that, right?
They'd for
like,
sure.
I wonder if I put three microphones up together. Because in the episode, Bart puts 20 or what do you call those? Bullhorns together.
Yeah, bullhorns.
Yeah.
How long do you think...
And when the fly goes by it and makes the buzzing noise, it's just... It's beautiful.
That's like a famous scene now, too. My follow-up question to that is, how long do you think it took the writers to sit down and think about what the word he was going to use?
Oh, good one. Not too long. I think once they came up with the... They had to come up with something that would get Bart in trouble, so he'd have to go to military school, right? And the police thing probably came up. So I think once they developed that scene, they're just like, think of a word. Because I don't think testing is that
testing,
funny.
Testing. No.
I thought it was perfect, but I just don't think it was that funny, so.
I don't know.
I don't think they took that long. Because they were busy thinking of films that Lisa could watch in school.
And you know, going with your...
Like the whole movie, like we kind of glossed over the Moon movie, but that was well done.
It was. I mean, everything from the casino to him fishing and bringing up a moon woman.
And to the guy, how much he's going to weigh on the moon.
And yeah. And Ralph had a good line in this where the film strip ends and she's gone and they go to the window and he's like, oh, where did she go? And Ralph's like, maybe she went to the moon or something like that. Ralph always has great lines, though. So.
This is when they didn't abuse Ralph too much, when they still let Ralph be somewhat...
Just the one line.
A kid
yeah.
who said weird things as opposed to just like a Nimrod.
All right, we haven't even got to the military school, so that's...
Okay, so we go to the second act, and this is going to be my first nugget for you. Did you see I don't think it was the banner that hangs over the school, but like the sign that hangs over the arch when they come in?
I don't think so. I mean, I saw it. What does it say?
A tradition of heritage. which actually made me laugh, too. I was like, tradition of heritage?
That's good.
I'll go on to my next laugh out loud. This did make me laugh out loud when Homer throws rocks at the kids.
Yes, that was my laugh out loud, too.
Yeah.
And he's so disappointed.
Mr. Did you watch this episode with your kids?
No, I did not.
I did not either. But you have to believe at that point, every single person under the age of, I don't know, 12 would laugh at that, right?
Right.
When Homer throws rocks at the kids and they're like, oh, not so disciplined.
They're just kids, Mr. Simpson.
I guess. Yeah, whatever. So did you feel bad for Bart being put in military school?
I didn't. No, I did not.
Did you ever have fear that mom or dad would put you in military school?
Did I ever fear that? No, I'm
so, or that
I'm such a good
did you ever
kid.
Think, oh my goodness, yeah. Okay, let's say like, I don't even know anymore. Let's say like, you're like, okay, this would be a punishment that could happen to me. They could send me off to military school.
I don't think
you so. Never feared that?
I mean, I've heard that. I don't think that I ever got to the point where it's anywhere close to being like that. I'm not that kid. How about yourself?
I didn't think they were going to send me to military school, but I'm just like, I remember like back in when I grew up, that was kind of like the, if you are a bad kid, we will send you to military school.
Right.
And I don't know if that was in your, I don't even know if that's a thing anymore,
that's what I was going to say. I don't even
does
know
make that. Sense. This episode actually resonates with people of my age or even older. It's like, you know, like if you're bad, you get sent to military school because your parents are like, we're done with this.
Yeah. Oh, I like the part where they cut back and the commandant is like, let me get this straight. I think I have this. You're a girl. I just don't get this.
No, I can't get it.
I like that part.
This is the first episode I shouldn't say the first episode, but this is the episode where they really hit this hard, where Lisa's breaking the mold.
Right.
And do you remember there's another episode, is it when she wants to play football or something like that?
Yeah, yep.
And she's like, I'm going to play football. And they're like, yeah, there's a lot of girls that play football. We don't care.
Yeah.
So no, this is, and like I said, or like we talked about, they did a nice job of developing the two stories that when they slammed them together, it was kind of like, oh my goodness, she wants to go too?
Right. It was kind of.
No, they just said, I mean, that was a perfect segue because then it sets up him being like so shocked and then all of the other cadets who are like, this isn't normal. We don't like this. We're going to haze her.
Right.
We're going to be mean to her. So another joke that made me laugh was when they had to clean the statue.
Right.
Do you remember what it said?
I just remember the guy's name is Tim. Like,
yeah, I'll die before I surrender. You're Tim. Who's Tim? I don't know. I must have been the guy standing next to the general before he died.
That is funny. I like that part. I like the push up line where they're doing push ups in the rain and in the mud, and Lisa's like, or they're like, what? Don't you like doing push ups in the mud? And she's like, is there any answer I can give so that I can stop doing push-ups? And they have to get into a huddle to figure out.
They have to confab like, before they tell her, yeah. No. And then, again, this episode was about, and you and I, like, we've watched a couple episodes. I don't think it's just, it's not a odd thing, I guess, that Bart and Lisa come together and they decide that they actually are brother and sister and will work together and they bond.
And that, I mean, that's what really separates The Simpsons from other animated shows is that there's a lot of heart that goes into that relationship. And even though that they don't age, these characters grow throughout the years. So
it's so funny because like when The Simpsons started, you know, all the traditionalists did not like it because it didn't have it didn't have the morals that it wanted. It didn't have the message that, you know, that we need to be teaching our children. And like you said, now it's like if you watch any cartoon show out there that's pretty much made for adults now.
Right.
They don't even come close to having the morals and having the meaning that Simpsons still do.
And I feel like this is so natural where Bart was really torn because he went through the hazing and he made it to the other side. So he doesn't want to give all that up, but he also.
And he didn't even want to be there either.
Right. But he doesn't want to totally throw Lisa under the bus, even though he is, and then kind of decides that he's going to help her out behind the scenes. And then eventually, I mean, that's one of my favorite parts of this episode is where, you know, she's failing at the Flavor Country, and he stands up and starts yelling for her to succeed, and she finds the strength to keep going. What a great Simpson moment in my mind. But
welcome to Flavor Country. So that's another one of my. So this week did have a couple laugh out louds when the first boy who has to do it, Anderson, has to do the Illuminator.
Yes.
And he screams as he's running to the. It's like, Anderson, you're up. And he just runs.
Yeah. As far as laugh out louds, I mean, it has a couple, but I feel like there's so many solid lines in this that just feel right. Like, one I wrote down was when Lisa's talking to, or she calls Grandpa, and he goes, I guess he won the argument, but I walked away with the turnips. I don't know why, like, just the idea of that ending the...
I like the whole scene, that whole scene where she actually beats Grandpa, where Grandpa gets to say every stupid story he wants, and he runs out. That whole concept of him running out of stupid things to say.
Yeah, a really good add-in.
It drives the story home that she is lonely. She just does not want to be there.
Well, it's cool that they added Grandpa in there, because they could have had Homer pick up the phone and have some fun interaction, or because they had already done the thing with Marge and the tape. But I don't know. That was a good idea.
Yeah, that was touching. Another laugh out loud, or just kind of at least made me chuckle, was... Bart and Lisa are talking on the bed, and he looks down at his shoes.
Yes, I wrote that down. It's and he's like, expert
knot tire, tying a knot.
It's like a shoemaker. Shoemaker, what he says or about socks.
Socks.
Stop looking at your feet.
Stop looking at your feet.
And then, I mean, then the next scene is he drops out the note about meeting after dark, and P.S. the cadets are going to throw their meatballs at you. And she puts up the thing and they throw the meatballs. I don't know. It's just a lot of good stuff.
Hey, I'm looking at my cheat book here. Did you know who did the Commandant's
voice? I looked it up because I had no clue. You didn't know it was William Dafoe?
No.
What do you think? You think that was the right choice?
Oh, I think so, because I thought it was just one of the Simpsons characters. I like it when other people come and do the voice and it's not so overwhelming. Like when you're like, oh, that is... You know, when they have a pop star on there doing a voice and you're just like, oh, they just wanted to be on the show.
I agree, but I just felt like that character could have been funnier.
He wasn't that funny.
To be honest with you, I kept on thinking, I wish Albert Brooks was doing the voice of this. I think it would be better, but maybe that's...
I don't know. It can't all be Albert Brooks. Like when he hits his foot, lights on. Yeah, or no, lights off. Lights on. Oh. Lights off.
I mean, he does.
You know, like a line like that, you're like, you don't have to make us just laugh out loud all the time. You can just have good jokes and set up other people. And you said that you did like it when he was.
I did. I did.
Wait, you're a girl?
When you said that another Simpson voice actor could have done it, I felt the same exact way. So it's kind of like, why bring William Dafoe in if he's not going to bring something new to the table? But
he brought a voice. His voice was good. I thought it was a military voice, because I'm sure you saw like some of the other cadets that were at the military school. You could tell their voices, right? I think
no,
Homer's voice was one of the voices.
See, I guess I didn't concentrate that much on their voices, but I
when Lisa's practicing and then Bart has to pull the rope up and she gets by the bees, and those three guys were out for, you know,
corn.
They were out eating corn.
That was some good corn.
Yeah. That was a good card. And just some of the other cadets' voices, I'm like, oh, those are just Simpson voices. Sometimes that takes me out of the episode too, when they use. So that's what I like. I like it when they bring in new voices.
That's true. And yeah, if you really know who it is, I don't know. It's hard to say. You'd have to give me an example of when they brought in a pop star to voice somebody that wasn't themselves. And when it.
That you know, like you're just like, oh, that's just a pop star.
Yeah,
just talking.
It becomes really distracting.
Okay. I don't know. Justin Timberlake just jumped in my mind, but
he plays Justin Timberlake in the boy band episode.
All right. When they play themselves, I'm okay with it. But when they play another character, that they just do it to say that they were on The Simpsons. It's like, takes me out of the episode.
Another laugh out loud I had was. When they come to pick up Bart and he's, you know, rattling off. Now he's six more forms of
train killer.
More confidence. I've always said the boy needs more confidence, and they're really nervous of him.
And what's that? He's got like a Marine suit on, doesn't he, or something like that? I liked how that was the funniest part of that whole bit. I thought was like the way he's dressed is like, oh my god, this guy is shit brick house now. He can do some damage.
It worked, and now it's much worse.
Yeah.
Did you have any more nuggets? All right, no. Let me throw you some really quick nuggets.
Some fast nuggets. Here please. We go.
At the end, Homer is driving and he's not looking at the road for like a good 40 seconds. Yeah. And they've done that a couple times because you can't have like their back of the head while they're talking. That's
your worst nugget so far.
Oh, behavior modifying drugs. Like Chief Wiggum pitches to put Bart on behavior modifying drugs, which Marge denies, but later in the series, they do that exact episode.
It goes on Ritalin. Yeah.
And then,
how married are you to this boy you know? not very.
And then right away, I've never done this before, but I paused it in the Simpsons garage when they pull in. There's a bike, a rake, boxes, a cord board on the wall, a C clamp, a trash can, and an axe. There you go. Those are my nuggets for this week.
My goodness. You just went nugget crazy this week, which most of them were good. That's a pretty good one, but you could have done that in like a light episode. This was a good enough episode. You didn't need to drop that in nugs.
Well, to be honest with you, now I'm kind of interested to see the next episode to see if the same stuff is there, because I've never cared enough to pay attention to that stuff. So we'll see.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, do your own podcast. You actually care more about The Simpsons than you ever thought you could. All right, showstopper.
Do you want to? No, I'll go first, this week. My showstopper this week is Chief Wiggum. Just because right from the bat, like his lines in the opening segment really brought me back to this episode. I remembered him coming in late. I remembered when we walked in the police station. I remember his demonstration of the hippies. I don't know. Every joke, every line he had was
funny. Perfect. Yeah, that's a good showstopper. I was gonna go with no one this week because I like yours. I didn't think anyone stopped the show for me. I was gonna pick between Bart and Lisa because they were the ones who carried the story. And if I had to, I'd probably pick Bart, but I'm gonna go with no showstopper. But I actually liked yours because I thought about Chief Wiggum, but I thought we thought this thing where if he's only in one act. You got on me one time because you're like, well,
you did Bob the RV guy and he did one act, but
but he did stop the show.
And then he transitions. I don't think I would have picked him as the showstopper, except he's the one who transitions them into the military school.
Oh yeah. I think you picked a decent one. I could have just copied you and said, yeah, I thought of it, but Chief Wiggum's a good one. He's definitely the funniest.
I wanted to say, but I was like, maybe the Commandant, but he didn't. He definitely didn't stop the show. So,
no, and that's why I'm not against him. He added his part to it, but he wasn't funny. He wasn't anything to. He didn't have any lines that you really. Well, there was a couple lines that you might remember, but I don't know. So this week, I'm going to rate this episode. First, I'm going to give this 4 out of 7 bullhorns. Above average episode. I think some funny lines. Quite a few laugh out louds for me, so good episode. But I don't know.
I gave this 8 California cheeseburgers out of 10.
Okay. I don't know if we have to do out of anything. We can just do whatever if you don't.
Then I can just explain it that I like this episode a lot. I was super excited when you picked it, and I was a little worried it was going to live up to what I remembered, and it might not have actually. But overall, it's really solid, funny, and good story, and a lot of heart.
It's a good story.
This is like a Simpson episode that everybody should watch. All the time.
Yep, definitely. Anything else you want? Anything new you want to tell the listeners?
Just if you're listening on the Anchor app, feel free to leave us messages that we can respond to in the show follow us on social media where you can find us.
Hey, we got a lot of nuggets this week. We didn't really drop a poll question or respond to us. Do you have anything that you want to hear back from?
I thought you had a poll question.
People about? How about this one? If anyone had ever has went to a military school when they were in their youth, could they respond to us and tell us if they had to go against the Eliminator?
Right. I'll also add this from last week. We talked about bringing people into Simpsons, and my wife.
Okay. Yes, I'm sorry.
My wife came from a family who did not let her watch Simpsons. So when we started watching, you know, when we got together, she was like, "Oh, this show's stupid." No, we didn't watch it. And then I would just continuously watch it, and she would catch episodes. And now she's pretty good at Simpson episodes.
Does she like them?
She does like them. I mean, she doesn't love The Simpsons, but she listened to our podcast, so
then know what we're talking about.
That's yeah, cool. For sure.
So your way of converting is just like immersion, just like you got to keep on hitting them over the head with it kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely.
I think that's probably the good way to do it, because I think there are some people who are just like, that's stupid. That's just a stupid show. And one episode probably won't. Well, one episode, a good episode might turn their opinion. But I think many episodes will be like, it's kind of funny.
Right.
I think, have you ever done that with any other show, though, too, where it's like, the more you watch, you're like, oh, I guess I know about these characters now.
Well, yeah. I mean, that.
I think one of my college roommates watched a soap opera. I forgot which one. I think it was Days of Our Lives. And I just happened to come home for lunch while he was watching. You know, like, that would be my lunch period. So I'd come home and eat lunch, and he'd be watching it.
You start to get involved.
Who is that? Why does he say that? What is her role?
What do they say when I say
that? Is she in that family? You know, why is that? And then all of a sudden you're like, I got to see what's going to happen
tomorrow. Right. I was just going to say that I think people, especially when people are like, oh, it's stupid, and then they watch an episode and they find themselves laughing at it, then they're like, oh, this, you know, maybe this isn't as bad. I think you can turn people from really hating Simpsons to liking Simpsons in one episode. Or like, tolerating Simpsons.
When The Simpsons started too, and there's other sitcoms that I would watch where you sit for a whole half an hour and you're like, well, that was just dumb. Or there might be something that you're like, oh, I know they were trying to joke with that, but it wasn't funny. It's just like, I remember you and I always talked about that. Like, I laugh out loud at these things. That means it is funny. I don't have to try to pretend it's funny.
Right.
It's still like that too, by the way. If you watch a current episode of The Simpsons, still good plot, still good jokes, still funny.
Still funny.
So, next week, we are going to bump ahead just a bit to season 13, episode 12, episode called The Latest Gun in the West.
Season 13.
And you told me that whenever I tell you these titles, you don't know the episode right away, do you?
No, I have no clue. So
that kind of makes it fun.
Obviously, I've seen it because I think I've seen every Simpson episode at least once. So
you have not seen every single episode.
Yes, I have.
Wrong.
Prove me wrong.
I will try.
Prove me wrong.
I will try.
All right, well, thanks for listening again. And like He's always, wrong. Keep following
he
us.
He has not seen them all.
What? I have. He can't prove.
Well, of course I couldn't, because I'm like, hey, have you seen this episode? You could be like, yeah, I could. Yeah, of course I did. And then I could tell you what it was about, and you'd be like, oh, I don't remember that. So, anyway, do your sign-off. wrong! You're wrong!
Share it. All right. Whatever. I'm done.
I'm done too. I'm signing off. Bye, guys.
The Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast, Extravaganza, is brought to you by the Patches and Stitches Family Foundation.
It's time to start the music. It's time to light the lights. Wait, is the show over?